Today's daf is Psachim Daf Mem, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a S'chus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Bas Chana, David Ben Chava, Devorah Bas Mechel. Today's daf is also being learned as a S'chus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So, as an introduction to today's daf, we need to know that the way something becomes chametz is when one of the five types of grains, the five grains that are mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, chitim, sa'orim, kusmin, shifoin, and shiboyle shua, come in contact with water, and it remains in contact with the water for an extended period of time. If that happens, then there's a concern that the grain may have leavened, it may have become chametz, and as a result, it would be aser to eat on Pesach. Now, more technically, how does something become chametz? That's something we're going to see in the next parak. But for now, what we need to know is any one of the five types of grains, the chameshes minim that you could be yoytza matzah with, if they would come in contact with water, remain that way for an extended period of time, that's the definition of chametz. Zok the Mishnah. In shoyrim, it's for that reason Chazal said, you're not let to soak es hamursin bran litarnagoylem, to feed the tarnagoylem. So people would take bran, that's a byproduct of flour, they would soak it and feed it to the tarnagoylem. It's not something you're allowed to do. Why? Because bran comes from wheat. It's one of the chameshes mine dagon. If it's exposed to wheat, there's a concern that it may turn into chametz. You're not allowed to make chametz on Pesach. Avol cholten. However, if you want to burn it, or you want to cook it in very, very hot water, that's something you're allowed to do. The reason is because once the grain gets cooked, at that point, it's not going to be chametz anymore. Once it's baked, it's not going to be chametz anymore. So being that the cholten, the very hot water is going to burn it, so it's going to take away the ability to become chametz. So it's for that reason you can soak it, the morsin, in water. But if you want to boil it in really, really hot water, even though it's coming in contact with water, which is what we're always now concerned may turn into chametz, but if you're boiling it, once it's cooked, you have nothing to worry about. It's a similar halacha. A woman does not let it take bran, soak it, so that she could take it with her to the bathhouse. So bran was used to feed the tarnagoylem. Another thing that bran was used for was in the bathhouses. People would use bran to rub on their body. So women would sometimes soak the bran, and that's the way they would use it. On Pesach, that's not something you can do. However, if she wants to take bran and she wants to rub it on her body, that she could do as long as the bran is dry. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if she's going to use it in the bathhouse, so presumably her body is going to be a little moist. There's going to be some liquid. So you would have thought that maybe taking the bran and putting it in contact with that liquid in and of itself would be an issue. No, to soak it is a problem, but to do that's not a problem. And finally, another halachah, yilos adam chit, and a person's not let it chew raw wheat, and then take the wheat and put it on a wound. Because when you're chewing the wheat, you're exposing it to your saliva, which is a liquid. That too is going to be a problem. Tana Rabbanan and a brisa on the halachas that we just discussed. The following are examples of grains that are never going to come to chametz. Meaning, even though grain that comes in contact with water, it remains that 18 minutes for a certain period of time, it can now become chametz. However, the following is examples of grains that get exposed to water, but ainon banli dechimus. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe it's going to become chametz. Awfully, once something is baked, hashtag gebrucht. But once something is baked, at that point, it can't become chametz anymore. V'hamavushal, or if something's cooked already, v'chalut shechalta b'raischon, or if something is boiled in really hot water. So these are examples of things that can't ever become chametz. V'hitei gemara mavushal, why cooking? Baking, I understand. Boiling something in hot water, I understand. But if you merely cook something, why aren't you concerned? Adam avashal imechamo, that until you cook it, it may turn into chametz. Meaning, it sounds like once you put it in the oven to bake, you have nothing to worry about anymore. Once you put it in boiling water, you have nothing to worry about it anymore. Once you start cooking it, you don't have to worry about it anymore. No. Once it's cooked, maybe. But as you're cooking it, l'chura, in the process of cooking, it may become chametz. See, when you put it in really hot water, so then it cooks it in an expeditious way. So then there's no concern it's going to be chametz. But if you cook it in a normal way, so why isn't there a concern that adam avashaleh, until it finally gets cooked, mechameh, at that point it's going to become chametz? I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, you're right. It's true. Enochinami. You can't just take
kemach, for example, expose it to water and then just cook it. Nah, it may turn into chametz. What the Braisa meant when it said hamavushal meant ha'afui shebishloi kamer. Meaning the Braisa was saying as follows. Ha'afui, when you bake something, you don't have to worry about chametz anymore. The hamavushal, if you have something baked and then you cook it. So I would have thought that once you cooked the baked thing, being that you're exposing it to so much water, maybe now the new water that it was exposed to, maybe there's a concern that may turn into chametz. That the Braisa says not an issue either. And finally, if you put in boiling hot water, that too is not a problem. But enochinami, to simply cook it, that in and of itself is not enough to remove the concern that it could become chametz. Tanya, another Braisa. Rabbi Yitzchak said, kemach shenafel l'toichai delef. You have kemach. You have flour. What's flour? Wheat or barley or one of the chameshes mini dagon that were ground. So now it's in the state of flour. So if you take that flour and water drips on top of the flour, afilu kolayim kulay. Even if water drips on it the entire day, ainim bangli de chametz. You don't have to be concerned that it's going to come with de chametz. Why not? Rashi says because the dripping of the water prevents the dough from rising, and as a result, you have nothing to worry about. So it's the dripping of the water that ironically prevents it from becoming chametz. That's only if it's a constant pressure. Drip, 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 tiff, tiff, tiff. If, however, there's going to be gaps, there's going to be breaks, so during those breaks, that's when there's a concern it may turn into chametz. They said in the yeshiva, Rav Shelo, Vatika Shari. The dish known as Vatika is something that you're allowed to eat. It's something that you're allowed to prepare on Pesach. We learned in the price of Vatika, so you're not allowed to prepare. Now, what was Vatika? Vatika was a dish that was made using kemach. So we have a stira. Nishiva Rav Shelo, they said Vatika's mutter. And in the price we learned Vatika's also Zach. There were two types of recipes for Vatika. One recipe was used with oil and salt. The other one was with water and salt. Water and salt and kemach. Water and kemach. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a situation where you may end up having chametz. If, however, instead of using water, you're going to use oil, then you don't have to be concerned. Why not? And this is based on something that we're going to see later in the daf, because there's an idea of mei peiroi zagrashi ein machmitzen. That even though water that comes in contact with one of the five grains has the ability to be machmitz, but mei peiroi is not. Oil is mei peiroi. It comes from an olive, it's mei peiros. As a result, you don't have to be worried. So if it's regular water, vatik is a problem. If the water is mei peiros ain't machmitzim, it's not going to be a problem. Omrazuchulay limchi inish kedera bekamcha de avishna. A person should not take grains that he toasted in an oven and expose it to water. Why not? L'chayra, shouldn't we assume that it was baked already, it was cooked already? So at that point, there shouldn't be a chashash that now it could come l'idei chametz. The reason is dumalei bashal shape, because we're worried that maybe it wasn't cooked properly. If it wasn't cooked properly, v'as l'idei chametz, now there's a concern it's going to be chametz. I mean, even though in the Braisa, right at the beginning of the Gemara, said afoy v'amavushol v'chalot shechalta b'roischin, at that point, you don't have to worry about chametz anymore. However, Marzucha made a distinction. He said that if you would take grains and you would toast them in an oven. That was a very popular dish back in the days. A lot of Gemaras that talk about this. The Torah talks about the koli, the caramel, right? Toasted grains. If you would take toasted grains and you would now expose it to water, even though technically it was cooked already, so you would have thought it's not shaykh to come with day chametz, but there's a concern, dilma le'boshel shaper. Maybe it wasn't properly cooked. Even though we said that you're allowed to take grain, put it into boiling hot water and cook it. I'm not taking grain, exposing it to water. So that should be an issue. Maybe it's going to come with a chametz. The Torah says the boiling hot water is going to cook it so fast, it's never going to allow it to rise to the point where it's going to be chametz. But Rav Yosef said to take trechiti, two different strands of wheat together and put it into boiling hot water. That you shouldn't do. Why? So he was worried about a chashash. Because he was afraid that maybe one of the strands of wheat are going to lodge themselves into the other. And maybe not all four sides of the wheat will be exposed to the boiling hot water of us lidechimus, then it's going to come lidechimus. Meaning, the only time we could assume that if it's in really hot water, it never can come lidechimus is if it's completely submerged, every single centimeter of it. But if part of it is inside the other strand of wheat, so that part of it has a chatzitza and never really got wet, so it was never exposed to the really hot water, so that part of it could be chametz. So again, this is a chashash, but Rabbi Yosef said, you know, by chametz, we know we're chayish for everything. That's the radvaz, it's all about the Yetzirah. Chametz b'mashu, it's ba'yirah, it's ba'yimatzah, it's tashbisu. We mevatol the chametz, we do bedikas chametz, that we sell our chametz. So in that vein, this is something he was worried about. Amar Abaye, Abaye said something similar. Lichrich inish, shrei shiboylim behadi adadi. A person shouldn't even take two shiboylim, two strands of wheat without any water, and singe them. Expose them to heat if they're going to be next to each other. Why? Because I'm afraid that maybe a little bit of liquid is going to come out of one of the shibaylim, and it's going to go into the other one. And that in of itself is going to be chametz. Over here, there's no water. So what are you worried about? I'm worried that as you're heating up your strand of wheat, a little bit of liquid is going to come out, and it's going to go from one into the other. So one alone, Abaye said, I'm not worried about anything. But if you're going to have two, it's going to be a problem. Rava said, I don't understand, Abaye. If you're worried about the liquid that comes out of the chitim, afilu chadanami, even one should be a problem. It's going to go from one side, it's going to go into the other side. Elam, Rava said, Abaye, what you're saying seems to be contradictory. I don't understand your halacha. You want to know my halacha? I'll tell it to you. May peris ninu. The liquid that comes out of the chitim is may peris. That's like the Vatika that we had in the bottom of Lama Tesam and Beis, where if it was made together with oil, you don't have to worry about chametz. Why? Because oil comes out of a zayis, it's made peris, and made peris is not machmetz. That's Rav Shita right here on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. He says that's anyways made peris, you don't have to worry. Abaye clearly argued. Abaye held made peris is machmetz. So it's machloik is Abaye and Rav. But the Gemara says that even though Abaye argued with Rav, Abaye held made peris is machmetz. However, but Abaye was chayzer from his halacha. Again, what was Abaye's halacha? He said, don't take two chitin and heat them up together because I'm worried about the liquid that's going to come out of the chita and may go from one to the other. Rav said, I have two problems. Number one, it doesn't make sense. What's the difference if it's two or if it's one? Besides, it's May Peris is not Machas. But the Gemara says, regardless, Abaye was Chayzer. How do you know Abaye was Chayzer? Because Abaye said the following. Because Abaye held, the Chol Agab Midlai Ulay Mechansi, that if you have liquid that's running, like in this case, the liquid is coming out of the chitim, when liquid is moving, it's on the go, at that point it doesn't have the ability to be machmetz. If it's settled, it could be machmetz. But if it's moving, it's not. Amar Abaye, how do you know Abaye holds that way? Because he said, Hai chatzmo da'afshino. If you have a barrel that was used to store these toasted grains that we spoke about earlier, sachif ashari, if the barrel was inverted, then the halach is if you have a bunch of grains together, there's not going to be a problem. I mean, you have to worry that the liquids that come out of these toasted grains maybe will cause the grains to become chametz. Zakifa, if however it's standing in the right way, asr. So the technicality is not so important. What matters is the water running or is it not running? Where the water's running, Abaye said, I'm not worried. But where the water's settled, then I'm worried. So what do you see from here? That Abaye has a shita that any time the liquid is on the go, at that point it doesn't have the ability to be machmetz. So if that's the case, Abaye shouldn't have a problem with just cooking these two wheat shiboylim together, because even if he holds the may peris on machmetz, at the end of the day, it's not going to be a problem. Regardless, from the fact that Abaye said the second halacha, you see he was chayzer from the first halacha. Rava argued with the first halacha, he argued with the second halacha. Why? Because Rava doesn't have any issue with the mayim, with the liquid that comes out of chitim. Rava amar afilu zakif enam yishar, even if it's the right way, may peris ninu, may peris enu machmetz. So the bottom line, does may peris have the ability to be machmetz, or does it not have the ability to be machmetz? It's machlokes amayron. It's a machloik, it's a bayev rava. Whenever there's a machloik, it's a bayev rava, we pass him like rava. That's why there's a small aleph by rava. Elama rava may peiros denu, who may peiros einon machmitzen. This is not a halacha l'maisa, but the halacha is like rava. Rava holds that may peiros are not machmitz. So even though there's always a concern whenever grains come in contact with water. Why? Because now it's going to become lidei chametz. That's true. That's regular water. But mei peiros, the Gemara's examples were the mayim that comes out of chitim or oil which comes out of a zayis. It's mei peiros. Rav Ashi is mei peiros is not machmetz. Tana Rabban another brayse in loisasin so oirim bepesach. So once upon a time, in the process of making bread sidur de pas, the wheat before it was ground into flour was soaked. It was soaked in water. It's what's known as lesisa. We had lesisa earlier in the parak, where the Gemara spoke about lesisa in the context of menachis, whether it was mutter, whether it was aser, the wheat that was used for the karban mincha, were you allowed to be loises that wheat, or were you not allowed to be loises that wheat? Loises is a fancy term, but what it means is to take the wheat, the grain, and to soak it in water for an extended period of time. The reason they did it, which is important for the Havana of the daf, was because once you soak it, it was easier to remove the bran and the part of the wheat that they weren't really interested in having. So what's the difference between white bread and whole wheat bread? Right, b'metzias, what is whole wheat bread? Whole wheat bread is when you take the wheat and you grind it. You don't remove the bran, you don't remove the nutritious stuff, right? You just take the whole thing and you grind it. But if people want white, they want refined flour, so there's certain parts of it that you would have to remove. You remove the bran, the germ, and as a result, it looks nicer, it's whiter, but obviously it's a little less nutritious. But the point is that in order to properly remove the bran, if you want to make white bread, so what you're going to have to do first, practically, is you're going to have to go through this process of lasisa. So the Braisa teaches us a very important halacha, and that is ein loisis in se'orim b'pesach. You're not allowed to take se'orim, emphasis on se'orim, barley, and soak it on Pesach. The imla says, what if you did? So nisbaku, if the barley cracked, it opened up, asurais. At that point, it's going to be us, because now there's a concern it may turn into chametz. Le'im nisbaku, if it didn't crack, it didn't open up, mutaris, it's going to be mutar. Rabbi Yossi said, she'orim b'chametz, b'chametz seinsam. Even if it opened up, there's still a way to make it mutar. What could you do? You can soak it in vinegar. We'll see more about this later. And once you soak it in vinegar, the vinegar is going to stop the leavening process. Meaning, you took this se'orim, you soaked it in water. You weren't supposed to. Okay, but you did it anyways. Now it was nisbaka. It opened up. Now we're really concerned. It may be chametz. Is there any way to salvage this? So Rabbi Yossi said, yeah, go get vinegar, dump it into vinegar. The chametz is going to be tzaymesed. At that point, it's going to stop the process of being ma'amash. Shmuel's in halach Rabbi Yossi, which is a chiddush, because usually the halach is always like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi didn't mukayima. But Shmuel said, and this halach we don't pass on Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rav Chizda, I'm a marukfa. Chizda said, I'm a marukfa. Lein nisbaku ma'amash. That when the Braisa said, that if you soak the se'orim on Pesach in water, nispaka asuris le nispaka mutaris, loy nispaka doesn't mean literally. Meaning, that doesn't mean literally. If it got to the point where if you would put it now on top of a barrel of wine, the vapors of the wine would cause it to be mispake, would cause it to crack, that in of itself would already be considered nispaka. Shmulam and nispaka mam. She said, no, when the Braisa talks about nispaka, loy nispaka, it means literally, did it crack or did it knock it? Avad uvda, not just that. Avad Shmulam once paskin that way. Bedura de bein barchashu, he was in the village of barchashu, nispaka mam. And he passed him based on his halacha. Okay, so the Gemara just brought a brice. The brice said, "Ein loisisin se'orim b'pesach." This is all me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. Se'orim is a grain. It's one of the five grains. It's chametz. If you expose it now to water, that is. So if you're going to take these raw grains and you're going to soak them in water on Shabbos, on Pesach, so you have yourself a major issue over here. There's a real concern that it may turn into chametz. But notice, the brice spoke about se'orim. Okay, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Bal nefesh lo yultais." A bal nefesh. Someone, Rashi says, that's a chassid, he should not do the act of lasisa. So, remember, my ear, Baal Nefesh, I feel like I'm in Ami. Only a Baal Nefesh shouldn't do it. No one's allowed. At the time, we just went to the price. Ain't loisin, sayin, v'pesach. We just said, you're not allowed to do it. Doesn't say anything about Baal Nefesh. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Baal Nefesh, I feel like chitin. No. What Rabbi was being mechadish was at the price, he said, so, what does it sound like chitin is mutter? Kumts again, Rabbi, and he said that a Baal Nefesh will go even by chitin, which is mutter, and he'll be machmer. What's the difference between chitin and se'orim? So Rashi says, the difference is, because the chitin are shariri, they're kashim, they're harder. I mean, they're harder, there's less of a concern that it's going to turn into chametz. So really, maybe it shouldn't be such an issue. And that's what Chazal never said, 100% la'yilos. But at the same time, a bal nefesh should be machmer. Zochti gemar, Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Man sayas leila abba." He said, anyone that listens to abba, referring to rabba, ochel nahamadi fushi, he's going to end up eating spoiled bread. Why? He's not going to clean the bread because he's not going to take the chitim and soak it in water, even though you're allowed to. It's just in loisis in se'orim b'pesach. But chitim, really, you're allowed to. But at the end of the day, Rav Nachman said, if you're going to listen to Rabba, you're not going to. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up eating dirty bread. You're not going to soak it properly. You're not going to clean it. Now, what do you mean? Rabba held the Baal Nefesh shouldn't do it. So Rav Nachman said, I'll prove to you Baal Nefesh could do it. Da'be Rav Huna lost the sea. Because in the house of Rav Huna, they used to do it. Ube Rabba Bar Rabba lost the sea. In the house of Rabba Bar Rabba, they used to do it. They weren't Baalei Nefesh, and they did it. So what do you see from there? That a Baal Nefesh could do it. So we have machlekes over here. According to Rabba, even though mi ikar adin ein loisisin is only se'orim, but a Baal Nefesh shouldn't even do chitin, according to Rav Nachman, he brought rayas, meiser ravs from Gedolei Amiram, that in their house the minig was that they used to do it. So you see, ein loisisin only se'orim, but chitin. What's the difference between se'orim and chitin? One is a little bit softer. There's more concern. It may come like dei chametz. Chitin is harder. There's less of a concern. So far, two shitas. According to Rabba, mutter by chitin, but Baal Nefesh yachmer. According to Rav Nachman, mutter, and even a bal nefesh is mutter. Rabba, my Rabba is a third shita. He said, asur lil sois. Not only is it asur by so'irim, but it's asur sotik veit gemara. Asur, how could it be? Allah the tanya in lois and so'irim bepesach. So'irim udaloya, chita shari. Doesn't sound like from the price only so'irim is asur, but chitin is mutter, lay me by your kamar. No, Rabba held just the opposite. Rabba held it was a bigger chidish in so'irim than chitin, and that's why the price said so'irim, but once you know so'irim, certainly you should know chitin. Why? Lay me by chitin, give it the isbeit sirio, aylo buhu maya. Because chitin has holes in it. As a result, it's more vulnerable that the water is going to come in and turn into chametz. So it's pashut, you can't soak the chitin. But barley, which is smoother, so you would have thought it's not an issue. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. So again, three chitas up until this point. According to Rabba, the halacha is that you're allowed to soak chitin, however, Baal Nefesh shouldn't do it. According to Rav Nachman, he brought rayas from Baal Nefesh that used to do it. And according to Rabba, it's awesome ikarate. What about Sairim? Everybody holds Sairim is awesome. That's a braisa. Sairim is for sure awesome. We have three shitas now as it relates to chitin. Either mutter bal nefesh yachmer, mutter even bal nefesh is mutter, or it's something that's awesome. Zakhti Gemara, fourth shita, hada my Rava. Rava came around and Rava said, mutter lotais. That really it's mutter. That's not the fourth shita. We'll see that in a second. Tanya will into the braisa. Yoitzim bepasnikiyo. You're allowed to be yoitzim the mitzvah of matzah with white bread. The hadra, additionally with whole wheat bread, said Rava V. Efshinikia Balei Lasisa. It's impossible to have real white bread without first doing Lasisa. You just can't have it. You're not going to be able to remove all the bran, everything you don't want. It's an impossibility. And if you see, you can be Yaitza, must be. It's something you're allowed to do. Israel, Papa the Rava. Rava asked Rava Akasha. He said, is that true? You can't have, they're arguing now, b'metzias, in the process of breaking bread. It's not possible to have white bread without doing Lasisa. So here's the Kasha. Hakimachin v'hasolosos. So what's kemach? Flour. What's soilus? Flour. So what's the difference between kemach and soilus? They're not the same thing. Soilus is fine flour. In other words, it's the flour that comes from white bread. It was first, you did the boiler, you removed everything, and then afterwards, you turned it into flour. So kemach and vahaslasa, so this is the whole wheat and the white version, so to speak, in your nenu shall nachrim of non-Jews shall kfarim if it came from the villages to hirim, that we assume that they're tar. They shall crack them if they came from the large cities, tmeim, then we assume they're going to be tamis. This is halach in hilchas tumah v'tahira. So the Gemara says like this: what's the difference? What's the difference between the kemach and the soilus that came from small cities or big cities? The kfarim, my time. What's the reason kfarim is tar? Probably amish of goy lasisi. Probably it's because over there, They were small villages. They were poor people. So what they eat? Whole wheat bread. They didn't have the ability to go refine it and to go through this whole process. As a result, it was never exposed to water. It was never mukhsha lekabel toma, and that's why it's tar. But what do you see from here? If it could currently soilus, hakemachim vaslosos. So you see, it's called kemach and soilus. So you see, you could have soilus even without doing lasisa. And you could have white bread without doing lasisa. The Gemara says targuma kimcha. Maybe the slosa is part of the Bryce is not referring to the kfarim and the krachim, it's only the kimchin. Meaning, hakimchin shall kfarim v'shal krachim. Slosseis, it didn't exist in the kfarim. Because being that they didn't do lasisa, so they actually didn't have soils. Basa den afik, after Rava left, so Rava said this halacha, right? Rava said mutal lilsais. First Rava said asal lilsais, hadama Rava, mutal lilsais. Throughout Shas, Rava's being chayzer, right? Rava says one way, hadama Rava. So Rava was chayzer. First he said asal, then he said mutal. So Papa asked Rava akasha. And Rava deflected the question. Right, so sometimes you're having a conversation with someone and you don't think of what you want to say until after the person leaves. So the minute Rava left, so Rapapa chaptich, and Rapapa said, "Bosad enough, my time aloyemales." Ah, what a chaval. Why? I knew there was something I wanted to ask and I forgot. Why didn't I ask him this rhyme? Adam Rab Zera, Amar Rab Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Chitin Shal Menachos, Ein Loisis and Oisan. The Chitim of the Menachos, they were whole wheat. They never did the Lasisa. And what do you see? The Kakara, the Torah calls it Silas. So you see clearly that even without doing the Sisa, it's still something that could be called Silas. Either way, Rapapa had a kasha to ask Rava, he forgot to ask him. But the Gemara says, regardless, Adama Rava, Rava was chayzit zim dritimul, mitzvah lil sois. So first Rava said, also lil sois. You can't do Lasisa by Sairim, even Chitin. Either Bryce says Sairim, because the Bryce still was a bigger Chidush. Then he came around and said, nah, you know, it's not us, it's Mutter. Adama Rava. Then he was chayzer again. He said, it's actually, there's a mitzvah to do Lasisa. Wow. So'irim, you're not allowed to do it, but by chitin there's a mitzvah, shenemar. What's the pasuk? It says, u'shmartem es hamatzos, said Rav. What do we know from the pasuk, u'shmartem es hamatzos? Shmira. You have to watch the matzah. Watch it from what? Make sure it doesn't get stolen. No, make sure it doesn't become chametz. Now, if there's no mitzvah of lesisa, there's no mitzvah to soak it, shimul amayim. So what are you watching it from? Meaning, when are you concerned that maybe it's going to become chametz? Probably when you soak it. Oh, so you see there's a mitzvah to soak it. So from the pasuk Shmaita Mesamatzis, you actually see there's a mitzvah to soak it. But the Gemara says, whoa, one second, make a taste. Right? So he has, Rava has to explain. Maybe the shmira is from some later point. Ishima the lisha, so Rava explained. If the shmira over here means b'shas lisha, meaning while you're kneading it, then it's for sure exposed to water. That's when you have to watch it. Shmira the lisha lav shimahu. That's not enough. Meaning, that's true, but certainly you need more shmir than that. How do I know that? If somebody buys dough from a non-Jew, you can eat it on Yontif, but you can't be yoytzer a mitzvah of matzah with it. Why not? Because it's a din lishma. And if you bought the betzeka shal nachrim, it's not lishma. Now, b'achreinu b'rishayin olay, my time, because it wasn't watched lishma. And because it wasn't watched properly, so as a result, you are mekayim the mitzvah of lishmatim as hamatzis, therefore you can't be yoytza. Now, tzok rava, I don't understand. Why can you do shmira from the time that you baked it? Elav shma minosh, shimim mei karabino. So you see, the shmira must have to happen even earlier. And when do you have to start watching it? You obviously have to start watching it, mishas lesisa. From the fact that you can't be yoytzer with betzeket shel nachrim because it's missing in ushmartem es hamatzos, that's a raya. You can't just start doing ushmartem es hamatzos at the time of aviyah. Because if you could start doing ushmartem es hamatzos at the time of aviyah, what's wrong with betzeket shel nachrim? I'll bake it now and I'll be mekayim the ushmartem. Elamai, you were supposed to have done the ushmartem earlier. So you see, ushmartem starts before the aviyah. When does it start? B'shas l'sisa. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Maybe the problem over there is, what's batzei? Dough. It was already exposed to water. The problem is when it was in the matzav of dough when you started kneading it, that was the problem. Who said that the shmira has to be done from the time of the lasisa? You're right. You see from here that mishas afi is not enough, but that means it has to be done mishas lasisa. Rav is saying from the fact that there's a din ushmartim as hamatzis, that's a raya that you have to do lasisa. Why? Because you don't have to do lasisa. What's ushmartim as hamatzis? Must be mishas lasisa. But it maybe it's mishas lisha. Yeah, but you see from betzeikah shel nachrim that. No, for betzeikah shel nachrim, maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is because as soon as it became batzeik, at that point, you weren't watching it already. You bought the batzeik, you bought the dough. You bought the dough, of course it's a problem. Who said that the shmira starts mishas lasisa? Maybe it starts from the time it becomes dough. Not mishas afia, but also not mishas lasisa. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara that even though Rav is makar, to say that there's a mitzvah to do lasisa by chitin was knocked out, but afilu hachi lehadabe Rava. Rava wasn't chayzik. Rava maintained his position. What was his position? That there's a mitzvah to do lasisa, and the reason there's a mitzvah to do lasisa is because there's a mitzvah of ushmartem es hamatzos, and ushmartem es hamatzos doesn't just start b'shas afia, it doesn't even just start b'shas delisha, but it starts even b'shas delasisa. In fact, as we'll see now, it starts even earlier. The amal luhula hanu de mahapchi kifi. Rava told the people that used to work in the field, they would take the bundles and move it this way and move it that way. He would say, ki mafchisu, when you move it around, hafichu l'shom mitzvah, have a mind l'shom mitzvah. Al makasava, what do you see? He yelled, shima meikara mitchilasev ad saifa. You see that the shmir, shmatim es matzah, starts right in the beginning, and you see that Rava, even though his raya seemed to be knocked out, but he maintained this position. On that note, Mar Breda Ravina menaktele ima ba'arvi. Mar Breda Ravina, so his mother made a special place where he would store all the chitim that we're going to use l'tzeres Pesach. Why? Because he wanted the shmirah to start, not mishas lisha, not mishas afia, but it should start at the very beginning. So the bottom line is, we've been discussing up until this point the halachas of exposing grains on Pesach to water. Why shouldn't you be able to expose grain? I'm not baking, I'm not cooking. Yeah, but even soaking it and just exposing it, that in and of itself can cause leavening. It can cause creating chametz, and creating chametz on Pesach is a very, very bad thing. The Mishnah started with a few practical examples that were very negeya in the world that the Tanam lived in, not so practical today. Taking bran, soaking it to feed your tarnagoylim. A woman who was going to the bathhouse, taking bran to soak because she's going to use it to scrub herself, or chewing chitim so that you could put on a wound. These are things you're not allowed to do. And from there, the price went through a bunch of halachas. The last Gemara, which was the majority of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, discussed the halacha of lesisa, where once upon a time, grains, before they began to be processed, they would be soaked for an extended period of time. And the question is, could you do it or can you not do it? And really, the shayla is divided into two groups. There's the halacha as it relates to sa'irim, and then there's the halacha as it relates to chitin. Sa'irim was discussed by the Tanaim, chitin was discussed by the Amirah. The Mishnah said, "Ein loisesin so'orim b'pesach." You're not allowed to be loisei so'orim b'pesach. What happens if you did it? But you have it. That's already a shayla. But to go to katchila and do it, that's a mafurish b'raisa. Ein loisesin as a so'orim b'pesach. What about chitin? What about chitin? So the Gemara says that was already a big shayla. Rabbi said chitin is mutter, but a bal nefesh should be machmer. Rav Nachman said, "I know a whole bunch of bali nefesh, and they weren't machmer." Rava said it's aser. Then he said it's mutter. And then he said, it's actually a mitzvah to go ahead and to do l'sisa by chitin. And from there, from Rav Shita, that is a mitzvah to do l'sisa, the Gemara digressed for a moment, may inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, into a very, very important topic, a topic that's loaded with raid, that's halacha l'maisa, that governs the way we make matzahs ad hayom hazeh, and that is, it says in the Torah, shmartem es ha-matzahs. We had the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hayim and Aleph, and a little bit of a sugi on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara said, chalis toidu, rekike nazi, not let it use for the mitzvah matzah. Why? Because matzah has to be made l'shma, l'shem mitzvah matzah. When does l'shma start? When do you have to have l'shma? Is it b'shas afia? When you bake it? When you're kneading it b'shas lisha? Is it already b'shas l'sisa? B'shas kitziru? Rava was so machmer that he told the oilam in the field, he says when you, literally you take all the big bundles of wheat, he told them, ki mafchisu hafichu l'shem mitzvah. Even then you should already do l'shem mitzvah. This is of course the sugya of shmartem shmira kitziru l'shem mitzvah, and that the lishav should be l'shma l'shem mitzvah. There's tons and tons of raid associated with this. We're not going to get into it, but again, how did this come up? Because Rava said that from the fact that there's a mitzvah of Ushmartem that already pre-exists, the Lisha must be this Adin L'sisa. Because that must be what Chazal were referring to, what the Torah was referring to, when it gave us this mitzvah of L'sisa. So more on the same topic. Ahu Arba Dechiti. There was a boat that had chitim, the Tava Bechishta, and it sunk in the Chishta. Chishta was a Nahar, Rashi says. It sunk, this was right before Pesach. All the chitim became chametz, so they were able to salvage the chitin. The problem is it was sitting in the water, and Chazal were worried that maybe we have a chametz problem. So the Gemara says, "Shari Rava lesvuni lenachem." Rava issued a major kula. He said, "If you want to sell it to the Eini Yehudim, that's something you're allowed to do. Yid's not going to be able to use it. This is a problem." He said, "Jews don't touch this. Soon Pesach coming, you're going to have to get rid of it." So he said, "You want to sell it to the nachem? That you could do." Esvei Rabbi Bar Levi the Rava. Rabbi Levi asked Rava Kasha from a Mishnah Navi Dezara Begedch of a Beklayim. Somebody has a beged and this kalayim inside the beged. You're not allowed to sell it to a nachri. You're not allowed to use it as a saddle for your chamar. But you can make it as a tachrich lemes. Now, the nachri, my time, why are you not allowed to sell it to a guy? You have a bag and there's kalayim inside. By the way, it was avad by kalayim. The kalayim was lost inside. So somewhere inside, avad mitan aleph. Somewhere inside, meloshen avedo. There's kalayim here. So the halach is you can't sell it to a guy. Why not? Mishum dehadim asman liyisrael. Because we're concerned that he's going to take it and he's going to now sell it to a yid, because the yid is not going to see the kalayim because it was avad, and there's a concern he may buy it from him. So Rabbi Bar Levi told Rabbi, "Why are you allowing the yidin to sell this wheat to the guy? The guy's going to sell it to a yid; he's going to end up eating it." Hadamar Rabbi, so Rabbi was chayzer again, and he different halacha. But Rabbi said, "You're right. Lizvinu kaba kaba lisol. Don't sell it to a guy. That could be a problem. Sell a little bit at a time to a yid. Keichat the kali kami pischa. Meaning, if one yid wants to take down a big chunk of schaira, that we can't allow. But if a yid comes, he wants to take a little bit, I need for today, for tomorrow, for the next day, so that's something he allowed. Each person, a little bit's like this, there was no concern, it may end up being around for Pesach, he may end up using for your matzahs, that would be a bad. Tanu Rabbanan, ein moilin asakedeir b'Pesach. You're not allowed to take flour, kemach, and put it into a kedeira that has food on Pesach. But right, let's say somebody wants a noisin as a kemach, you could put flour, meaning there's a way to do this, and immediately put in vinegar. So what's the vinegar going to do? The vinegar, Rashi says, it's not going to allow the chametz to become chametz, lefisha mevashle, because it's going to cook it. The vinegar is going to cook it. Some say, af noisin es ha-chametz, ve'achakach noisin es ha-kemach. If you want, you don't have to first put the kemach, then the chametz. You could first put the chametz and then the kemach. I mean, Tanakama said that if you want to put flour into a kedera, so could you do it? I mean, you're going to watch it, you make sure it doesn't become chametz. No, don't do it, because it takes time to cook. And like we saw in the beginning of the daf, adam mevashle mechametz, until it cooks, it may turn into to chametz. Okay, so let's say I need this recipe, I want this food. Okay, add some vinegar. If you add vinegar, says the Tanakhama, put the kemach in and then add the vinegar. Yeshayim rim. No, you can even go with fakir. First put the vinegar and then put the flour. Now, what's the difference? before the Gemara explains it. What's the difference? The difference is that the vinegar is acidic. It's going to expedite the cooking process, and that's what's going to alleviate this halachic issue. The Tanna Kamma held that if you're going to put the chometz in first, it's going to be nesarev with everything that's inside the keter, inside your chicken soup, whatever it is. It's going to lose its potency. It's not going to have the ability to do its thing. The Yesha Imrim says that even if you put the chometz in first, and even though it was nesarev with everything else, it's still going to do what it has to do. Who's the Yesha Imrim? Amrav Chizda Rav Yehudi. Incidentally, Yesha Imrim is usually Rav Nosson. Acherim is Rav Meir, Yeshayimrim is Rav Nosson. In fact, Rav Meir became Acherim the same time Rav Nosson became Yeshayimrim. I am the very last staff of Masech Tesoiris. But the Gemara says, who's Yeshayimrim in our Soyez Rav Yehuda? Tonight we're going to the Mishnah, Ilfis, Vakedera. If you have a frying pan or you have a patch of Murusachin, you took it off a stove on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put tavlin inside. You can't spice it up. Why not? Because the Ilfis and the Keter, being that it was on the fire, has a din of a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon is Mevashel. So if you're going to put Tamflin inside, you're going to cook it. But you can take from the Ilfis and the Keter, put it into a plate, and then afterwards put Tamflin. That's something you're allowed to do. Why? Because then it's a Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lakolhu Noise, that in a Kli Sheni, it's okay, like the Tanna Kamma. However, Chutz Midova Sheyesh by Choy Mitzvitzir. But if the thing that you're putting it into has chometz and seer, at that point it's going to be a problem. Why? Similar to the halacha by chometz. Because chometz triggers cooking. So if chometz triggers cooking, so I'm concerned now that even in a klisheni, it's going to be mevashel. Now in this case, the chometz was there first. The chometz was part of a taruvos, and still the chometz does what it has to do. So the Gemara said, Amrav Chiz, the man Yeshayim that holds, that chometz has the ability to expedite cooking in Hilchis Chometz. So that if I want to add Kemach to a Keter, I can if this Chometz. Even if the Chometz was there first, it's Rabbi Yehuda who said that the Chometz expedites cooking in Hilchis Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a Klisheni being Mevashel. We're discussing Hilchis Chometz Umatzah. But at the end of the day, it boils down to the same thing. Zok to Gemara, why did Rav Chizda have to say that it's going to Rabbi Yehuda? I have another Tana, it could have been. Benukmin Rabbi Yosi. Why could it be Rabbi Yosi? We learned Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Shoim B'Chometz, V'Chometz Sainz. We saw Rabbi Yosi in Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yosi was the one that said that chometz is very, very potent. We were discussing someone that soaked sa'irim, and the sa'irim started cracking. With halacha is, now once it cracks, at that point you're not allowed to use it anymore. Because now we're worried it's going to be chometz. Rabbi Yosi is an eitzah. Put it into chometz. So you see, Rabbi Yosi holds chometz could even take something that's in the process of becoming chometz, and it can stop it in its tracks. So why did Rav Chizda say that maybe the yesh ha'irim that holds chometz is so powerful is Rabbi Yosi? So what's the mile of saying it's Rabbi Yosi? It's mamish in the sugi. I have a Rabbi Yosi in Hilchas Chometz that said it. Rabbi Yosi is nimu kayimai. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili di isa be'enei." No, you have no raya because from Rabbi Yosi, all you kiash min le Rabbi Yosi. Because when do you see Rabbi Yosi's halacha? Hani mili di isa be'enei. That's only all you have is Chometz. Avlei de taruvas lo. You never saw Rabbi Yosi said this halacha de taruvas. Meaning that you never saw Rabbi Yosi said this halacha de taruvas. It's not mucha. That would be true, and therefore we didn't want to start to Rabbi Yosi. Ula said, going back to the original halacha, you're cooking something, and you want to add a little bit of kemach. So we said no. Chometz, yeah. Chometz first, Chometz last, Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda. But with Chometz, you could. Rav Ula said, I disagree. I hold Echnzev, Echnzev, awesome. It's always awesome. Yishum Leich, Leich, Amrino, Nazira, Schar, Schar, Lekamer, Leitachriv. Because you find many archakas that the Torah made when it comes to a Nazir. The Torah said, a Nazir, he shouldn't even go near a Kerem. Why not? Because if a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, then we don't even want to go in the vicinity of wine. So if you're not allowed to make this dish with out chometz, we don't want you making it with chometz. It's a harchaka, and just like you find the harchaka by the nazar, so too we find the harchaka over a puppy. Shari le leburdiki debei reish galuso lemamcha kedera bechasisi. Rav Papi allowed the bakers of the reish galuso when to take their kedera and put chasisi inside. So chasisi is toasted flour. Amar Rava said, "Ikka de shariki haymulsa beduchti de shchicha avdi." I can't believe anybody would have been matter it over here. Papi, how could you have allowed it? He said, "What do you mean? In this case, he thought there was no chashash it was going to be chametz." Yeah, but the reason he didn't like it is because Rashi says the avodim were mezalzlim bedvar isa yoisa v'yoisa. They weren't upkehit in a mention. And sometimes you give somebody a kula, one kula is going to lead to the Bnei Bashkar of Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva fame, London, 18th century, right? That whole tshuva. So there's an idea of the Bnei Bashkar. So he didn't allow. He wasn't happy with this kula that he issued because he was afraid it was going to come to something else. Ikadami, some had a different version of what happened. Rava gufi machalek kidrubechsisi. It was Rava himself that was the one there did it. Another Mishnah. In Noisin Kamel Chayroy says, you're not allowed to put Kemach, you're not allowed to put flour into Charoy. So this Charoy is not to be confused with the Charoy of Arvei Psachim, the Charoy of Leil Seder fame. But rather, this Charoy was a dip. Rashi says, Yesh Boy Chaymetz, it had vinegar inside, Va'asui Letabo by Basar, and it was used to dip Basar into. Urigilim Lases by Kemach. And the minig was to put flour inside. V'chol dover shemaka es taimoy. Anything to soften the blow of the very acidic taste. V'kemach la'achas ma'mach. That's the problem is, kemach after a while turns into chametz. So it's for that reason, says the Mishnah, ein nois and kemach teicharoz. You can't put kemach into this dish, causing beer. Oy v'teichachal, the same is true for masiv. Im nasan. Let's say you did. Yoichal miyat. Eat it right away. Mei oisra mei says you're not allowed to eat it. So according to the chachamim, at the very least, if you did it, you can eat it. According to me, you can't eat it. Ein mevashal sa pesach. You're not allowed to cook the carbon pesach. Different topic. Loi b'mashkin. Not with liquids. For loy b'meperos, not with meperos. Avol sachin. If you want to smear it with a liquid, you could. U'matpila noise of ham, and then you let a dip the carbon pesach into it. We'll see a lot more about that in tomorrow's daf. Meit hashmishay shal nachtoim. The baker that used to use some water to wash his hands. Yishfachu. You should get rid of it. Neshe machmitzen, because there's a concern that it may be chametz steak, right? Because if he uses it to wash his hands and his utensils, then there may be a little bit of dough in it. It may have leaven, and as a result, it's going to be a amrav kahana. Rav Kahana said, so again, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Ein noisnin kemach letoy charoises. You're not allowed to take kemach, flour, put it into charoises. What's charoises? It's a dip that has chaymetz, it has vinegar inside. Oy letoy chachardol, or into mustard, that's a dip that's mustard. The im nasan, let's say you did, amach leikas. The Chachamim say, eat it right away. And Rav Meir says, also you're not allowed to eat it. Rav Kahana said, this machloikis was only by chardol. As it relates to chardol, then the Chachamim say that if you want to eat it, you can eat it. Aval atoicha charois, if you put into charois, everybody knows you have to burn it right away. Why? What's the svara? The svara is, the Chachamim hold chardol is not going to allow it to become chametz. So if you want to eat it, eat it. Just eat it right away. But you can eat it. But as it relates to the chametz, chametz doesn't have the same power, the same potency, the same kayach as the chardol does, and as a result, when it comes to chaymetz, the chachamim agreed to Rav Meir that it's not something you should eat. So again, in the Braisa, it sounded in the Mishnah, it sounded a lot like the machlokes Rav Meir, the chachamim was both by chaymetz, meaning charoises, and by chardol. The Rav Kahana and Amayra came and he said a very big chiddush. He said the machlokes was only by chardol, but by charoises, everybody holds yisur. So the Gemara, even though Rav Kahana said a chiddush in a Mishnah, something that's certainly not mefurish in the Mishnah, but it's mefurish in a Braisa, as it often is. The Braisa sometimes was mefarish when the Mishnah was soisim. Tanya nami hachi, ein noisin kemach letoicha charoises. Im nosan yisarif miyad. Period. Nobody argues. Letoicha chardol, or a mayor oime yisarif miyad. Chachom reimim yachal miyad. Chachom say you could eat. Amrav, Yehuna, Breda, Rav Yehuda, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Shmuel. Halachik divrei Chachom. So Shmuel said, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, said in the name Rav Nachman, who said in the name of Shmuel, but it boils down to Shmuel. That's important. That what halach is like the Chachomim, that you're allowed to eat it right away. Amrav, Rav Nachman, Yisrael, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Nachman, when Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yehuda said this, Nachum Yitzchak was there. So he asked him, Acharois is Kamamar, or Yachardol Kamamar? When Shmuel passed like the Chacham, that you're allowed to eat it right away, was that only if it went into Chardol, or even if you went into Charois? What was he trying to figure out? I mean, he wanted to know if he passed like him about. Amalei, he told him, Lamay Nafkamina. What difference does it make? Or, in other words, why should it be different? Of course, he said the halacha like the chacham. The chacham said the halacha by chardol. You can eat it right away. If you put the kemach into the charois, you can eat it right away. If Shmuel said the halacha is like the chacham, the halacha is like the chacham. What are you inquiring about, right? Why are we complicating this? So he said, no, I'll tell you why. Nafgimino, look at Rav Kahana. The Omer Rav Kahana, machlokes will take a chardol. If the charois is the real call, you serve me yet. No, the reason I want to hear what Shmuel said, because I want to know if Shmuel only paskin like him by chardol, because he held like Rav Kahana, like the Tanya Nami Yochi, that the only time the chacham said, Yoichel miyad is by chardol. We said it even by charois. It's not like Rav Amalei. Don't blame Shmuel. He called me like Shmuel. I don't know anything about this Rav Kahana. Meaning, I don't hold the Rav Kahana's halacha. And if I don't hold like Rav Kahana's halacha, I'm telling you what I heard. But it was mashmit to me from Shmuel. It's mashmit from Shmuel. Halacha is like the chachamim. That the katchili, you're not supposed to put kemach into charois or chardol. What if you did? Yoichel miyad. It doesn't matter if you put it into chardol. They're for sure yoichel miyad. Even if you put it into charois, halacha is going to be yoichel miyad. I'm Rav Ashi, the Rav Kavasi, Rav Kahana, mistabra. It's mistabra like Rav Kahana. What was his raya? It's mid on Mashmuli halacha Rav Yoisi. Because in fact, that Shmuel said halacha is not like Rav Yoisi. When did Shmuel say halacha is not like Rav Yoisi? On Amin Aleph. What happened on Amin Aleph? You took the Seorim and you soaked it. If it was nisbaku, if it cracked open, nalachas asuris. Rabbi Yossi had an eitzah. Rabbi Yossi's eitzah was soak it in chametz. Shmuel and Amen Aleph, Amem Amen Aleph, this is the whole daf coming together, said that halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning that chametz doesn't have this special power. So what do you see from there? My love, it's mashma. Tzamusi hodoloi tzamis. Hachamui mechamo. It sounds like that chametz, there's nothing special about chametz. So if there's nothing special about chametz, so then if you take kemach and you put it into charoises, what would be the svara that don't worry about? You could eat it because it probably didn't turn into chametz. It's because of the vinegar, the chametz that's inside the charoises. But why would Shmuel pass like the Chachamim in that case? We know Shmuel already said that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi as it relates to Ein Loises in Tzairim, who said that if you put it in Chametz, you have nothing to worry about because there's a special power that Chametz has. So if Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi in Halacha Rabbi Yossi that Chametz doesn't have a power, so why should it have the power over here? So it's mistaber then from the fact that Shmuel passed like the Chachamim that he held like Rav Kahana that the Chachamim only said that Halacha by Chadol and said that Halacha by Charoises. Because if he said that Halacha by Charoises, he wouldn't have a paskin like him. Because he holds that Charoises doesn't have such a kaif. But the Gemara says this whole shtickle Torah is not really mucha, just because he didn't hold like Rabbi Yossi and Memam and Aleph doesn't mean that he wouldn't hold that Chaimis doesn't have this ability over. Because Memam and Aleph, Rabbi Yossi was saying a much bigger chiddush. He was saying, you took the wheat or the barley and you soaked it in water. And it literally started making an impression on the barley to the point that it started opening, it's cracking, it's having this whole chemical reaction. Oh, so at that point, you want to throw it into chametz and stop the process? I don't know if he holds that way. But to say that if I put kemach into chametz, that at the very least it's going to prevent it from becoming chametz, that maybe he holds like. So to say that it could stop it, that's not mucha. To say prevent it, yeah. So even though Rav Ashi said, l'chayra kavaseid Rav Kahana mistabra, but the Gemara says, really, it's not mucha from Shmuel's halacha, that the halacha is like Rav Kahana.